Heartland Theater Company in Normal presents Oscar Wilde's comedy, The Importance of Being Earnest. That's running now through September 23rd. Don LaCasse is the director, and Kathleen Kirk is in the cast. She's playing Lady Bracknell. Make no mistake.
I am Lady Bracknell. What more can one desire?
Actually, nothing at this moment. You've just made my morning complete. So we're talking the importance of being earnest. Mm-hmm. And I was really surprised. I'm embarrassed because I have seen this play. I've read the play. I've seen it numerous times. But I didn't realize that there was a second part to the title, which is A Trivial Comedy for Serious People. What was Oscar Wilde saying when he did that?
Well, he's looking at the way Victorian society trivialized institutions like marriage, romance, things of that type. And for serious people, it's because they take themselves very seriously.
First on the program, the little subtitle epigram was the opposite.
Really?
A serious comedy for trivial people. And the theater management said no. Oh. He switched it around.
A
kind of sarcastic, satirical, ironic commentary or even didacticism might have been part of his impulse. You know, show you what you are. Show the society what they are. And they laughed. They saw what they were, and they thought it was hilarious. Opening night was a great success, followed by some
by some unpleasantness. Oh, poor Oscar and that poor trial. Yes.
Yes.
Which was such a trial.
Well, actually, when he first contested in a defamation suit and he lost it, the theater took his name off the program.
And it didn't run for much longer.
No,
afterwards.
It didn't. Once he was convicted.
83 performances. Yep. That's all it had. And that first run.
And it's a classic of English comedic theater.
Yeah. Yes. It took a few years before it started appearing again. And then it's been a staple part of the repertoire now for years.
So why is it such a staple? I mean, there's been a lot of drama that came out of the Victorian era. Why this play?
Well, I think it has incredible wit. The language is absolutely beautiful. I think the characters are well-drawn and interesting to watch. And, of course, the character that's most people think of with the play is Lady Bracknell.
Hello, Lady Bracknell.
Hello.
Tell us about Lady Bracknell.
Yes.
I do think she takes herself seriously and earnestly. The earnest aspect kind of is a theme underlying everything.
Mm-hmm.
She is a self-assured person, which I personally am not. So that's quite a challenge. And she observes all the social conventions and wants a good marriage for her daughter. And she's also got her eye on her nephew, who has run up a lot of debts. And so their family could be harmed by scandal or trouble if she doesn't keep everything together. So she wants to make a good match for her daughter. I think she's almost given up on Algernon in that regard.
You know, looking at this character, I sometimes wonder if Julian Fellowes was inspired by Lady Bracknell when he created the character of the Dowager Countess in Downton Abbey, because she has that sort of same sort of acerbic, observational, concerned about appearances kind of thing going on.
And she's the law on what they should do and shouldn't do.
She observes in the lines and in her relationships with others that this is the surface. This is a social convention, and it is conventions that keep society together. There's stuff running under the surface. Part of her subtext would be that exists, that's fine, you can do that. But you have to observe the conventions or everything will fall apart.
Don, tell me why you wanted to direct this show.
Oh, heavens, I've always loved this show. And again, I think for me, the opportunity to do a language play is very exciting. And a space such as Heartland, to me, is a perfect venue doing language plays, because you can hear the language. And the intimacy of the space, I think, just enhances the language and the characters. As you hear the play, you're going to recognize things that you've heard before, that you may not have known where that came from.
Oh.
It's just like Shakespeare.
Yeah.
In that you will hear so many of the sayings we use today. Shakespeare either created or at least popularized it in his time.
So the suspense is terrible. I hope it will last. That sort of thing from our old pal
yes.
Oscar.
Right.
Yes.
So the importance of being earnest is more than just a guy in this play. Let's talk about the importance of the name Ernest and the word earnest and how earnest is used in this play.
That is very complicated.
It is.
Well, it has to do with the two males having another identity. Algernon, he created Bunbury so that this allows him to go to the country whenever he wants because he uses Bunbury's illnesses, which he gets sick all the time, supposedly, as a way to get away from the city, an excuse.
So he has this fake sick friend.
Right. Mm-hmm. Bunbury. And then Jack, from the country, when he comes to the city, he's created Ernest. So that he claims he has this brother Ernest who is always getting in trouble and that he has to constantly go to London to bail him out. And what happens eventually is that both of the young women they are pursuing, one lives in a country and one in the city, they are enamored of the name Ernest. And
because it's just so dependable.
They just love the name Ernest.
Okay, silly girls.
And that leads to many complications.
I think it's interesting how Wilde has created these characters who have these other identities. And that's something that Oscar Wilde had to live every day of his life.
That's
He had to live a double life, one of which he had to keep secret from society, when it came out, it came out very badly indeed.
I'm not even sure how secret he was about it because he was tremendously flamboyant.
With the green carnation and all
that. Yes, the way he dressed and the way he spoke.
But he couldn't openly say, hey, I'm a gay man.
That's right.
And that's where I think probably his mother, you know, okay, you are what you are, but you must maintain the social conventions. And that part of Lady Bracknell is part of the play, too.
This ended up being his last play because he was put in prison for 2 years and he was bankrupt. And after he got out of prison, he went to France and he died there. And he said he could write more plays, but he just didn't feel
The heart of it had gone out of him and not wanting to do that.
Yeah. And we're doing the script that he revised and refined for publication.
Yes.
So it opened in 1895 and he prepared it for publication in 1899.
Actually, he gave the theater manager at St. James Theater this copy of the play, which is a four-act play.
Right.
And the manager told Wilde that he felt it was too long. So they ended up cutting one or two characters out of the play, and he turned it into a three-act play rather than a four-act.
And that's the one he developed
for
publication.
Yeah, and that's the one we're using.
Yeah.
So what does a group of word-obsessed, clever Victorians have to say to us today?
Well,
mind your P's and Q's.
Yes.
Although that's not in this play.
And I think you will find a surprising number of comments in the play to be rather feminist.
Really?
I think it's kind of fascinating. The roles of men, where they should be. Gwendolyn talks about her father. She says that my father is Lord Bracknell, and Cecily, who she's talking to, she doesn't know who that is. She says, well, I'm happy to say that outside of the family house, he's completely unknown, but I think the home is where he should be.
Okay.
To paraphrase.
While Lady Bracknell conforms to all of the social conventions and that a young girl can't do things by herself, she herself is a woman making all the arrangements. Her husband is home sick, and so she's doing everything that otherwise the man would do.
Well, the poor guy, if she has a dinner party and she has 13, he has to go upstairs and have his dinner up there.
That's director Don LaCasse and actress Kathleen Kirk. Heartland Theater Company presents Oscar Wilde's comedy, The Importance of Being Earnest, now through September 23rd at the theater at 1 Normal Plaza. I'm Laura Kennedy.